well, another Lady Bison gets a chance to go off to college, and this one's pretty special to you. I know Sean has been a force she's been for 3 years, and you're anticipating a big senior year from that young lady, aren't you?
Oh yes, it should be a great year for Shauna. We're super excited. I've mentioned many times about missing that freshman year and the things that she was going to make some noise coming in. So now hopefully she makes some noise going out. And it's a great fit for her at UNK. She'll do a great job there. Gives her the ability to start performing probably right away. And we've talked many times about how athletes change once they get to college and have the ability to focus on a single sport, even though you may be doing fall stuff and winter track and then spring track, but because you're only focused on one sport, they have ability to really make some jumps and some improvements that we can't do during high school time. So that should be exciting to be able to see that. And yes, it's been a super, super fun fall for us and winter getting the three signings that we've done so far. So that's exciting.
And she is all over that top 10 list in a number of different events for you.
Yeah. Not very often do we have somebody that, you know, you're used to having either sprinters or you're used to having middle distance or your distance girls. But now, you know, Shauna's on that. And I mentioned it earlier, the 100, the 200, the 400 and the 800. She's number two on the 400. She's got the perfect ability this year to jump up on that 800 to move up from where she's at. And so that's exciting to see. And then maybe this year this year for sure, I think. Maybe I'm not giving anything away. No. The 2 mile relay, she hasn't ever actually ran that for us. And obviously she's a state qualifier and is on the top 10 in the 800. And so we'll slide her onto that 2 mile relay this year sometime, as long as Coach Peterman agrees, because Coach Peterman is technically her coach when it comes to practice and everything and most of the relays, because Shauna works out with the middle distance people. And so it'll be exciting to see her get on that 2 mile relay top 10. And then, you know, it'd be nice. And I think we've got the ability to maybe push for that 407 and the 4x4 that we haven't got to yet to get onto that top 10. And like I've said many times, our top 10s are really, really, really good. It's really tough for kids to get onto our top 10s here at McCook. We've had great athletes, great coaches throughout the years. And so it is an honor for them to be on that. And they really, truly are exceptional when they get onto those top 10 charts.
And again, UNK, you kind of touched on a little bit what you've had a number of kids, boys and girls, go there before, and it's been a great place to do track and field.
Yeah, great place to do track and field. Great close place for all family and friends and everybody. UNK, yeah, we look at, we've been a little heavy in the throws over the last few years there with T and with Mackenzie Smith. And before that, the girl that we had there was Danica Lease before that. Yeah. And so this will flow right into that. UNK has always traditionally been a really good place for us for athletics, period. And, you know, UNK is good in athletics all the way around. So that's a fun place and a good place for her to be at.
That'll work, man.